AI.org, the community's true voice.
The man in the shadows with the cold black stare. He's taking all the warmth and leaving nothing for you. He's taking all the warmth and leaving nothing for you. There's a reason why your children will be hungry tonight. What do you think it is? The man in the shadows with the cold black stare. He's taking all the food and leaving nothing for you. He's taking all the food and leaving nothing for you. There's a reason why your sanity is slipping away. What do you think it is? You thought that it was funny, you ain't laughing now. He's taking all I have and now he's coming for you. He's taking all I have and now he's coming for you. Where you could have had the warehouse full of all the empty promises he made to you. He would rob the poor and the well-to-do. And if you had nothing, he would take that too. He's a devil, he's a liar, he's a billionaire. Taking everything and leaving nothing for you. Taking everything and leaving nothing for you.
Wrong, my long time friend. Is something bothering you? Tell me what the problem is. I'll see what I can do. There are times we disagree. We agree more than we don't. We won't always see eye to eye, but we will more than we won't. We got the
friendship,
kind that lasts a
lifetime.
Through all of the hardship, you know you're the
friend of mine.
Oh, we got a
friendship,
the kind that lasts a
lifetime.
Through all the
hardship,
you know you're the
friend of mine.
If you're on the street, I'll take your hand. If you're hungry, I'll give you food. If it's money you need, I've got some saved. If you're sick, I'll visit you. I've been where you are right now. You saw me through it all. I'll lean on you, you lean on me. I'll never let you fall. We got
friendship,
the kind of last
lifetime.
Through all the
hardship,
you know you're
a friend of mine.
We got
friendship,
the kind that lasts
lifetime.
Through all the hardship,
hardship,
don't you know
mine.
Talk to me, oh pal of mine. If you feel you can't go on, don't sweat it, it ain't over yet. This bond we share is strong.
Your welfare is my concern. You weigh less than you think. I'll carry you to the second set. I love to hear you sing.
We got a
friendship.
it last a lifetime. Through all of the hardship, you know you are a friend of mine. Talking about a friendship, I know it, the kind that will lifetime. Through all of the hardship, you know you're a friend of mine.
Blues, grainy, gritty, gutty. How do you bring the blues of the past into the future? Buffalo Nichols knows. Friday night, March 28th, KFAI presents Buffalo Nichols live at the Cedar Cultural Center. Buffalo Nichols brings the feel of the real blues, driving, powerful, and steeped in tradition. His self-titled smash debut album was quickly followed up by 2023's The Fatalist. Equally applauded by fans and critics alike, Buffalo Nichols pushes the boundaries of the blues while preserving their time-honored essence. Tickets for Buffalo Nichols can be found at the Cedar Cultural Center's website. Visit thecedar.org for more details. Thank you.
Bomb rap, bomb rap, bomb rap. mama. Many mama. Thank you.
a classic stays a classic. In celebration of his classic debut album, Tales of the Forgotten Melodies, KFAI brings you Wax Taylor, live at the Fine Line on Saturday, March 29th. Wax Taylor set the trip-hop world on its ear and established him as a global pillar of the electro-hip-hop scene. Now, 20 years later, the enchanting, genre-melding musical masterpiece still holds up. And the Fine Line is the perfect venue to experience this enchanting sonic universe with cinematic effects backing up the timeless melodies. Opening the show is Napoleon the Legend. Tickets for Wax Taylor at the Fine Line can be found at the First Avenue website. Visit first-avenue.com for more details.
Thank you. watching sour. Hearing the message, taking a breath in. Love never ending. Whoa, feels like a bird just flying by.
I forgot to introduce myself.
Taylor, you remember me?
Whoever's behind this operation sells direct to the buyer. No middlemen.
I'm a craftsman. 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 I'm a craftsman.
Oh, children,
you gonna do when the world's on fire? You're gonna run, you're gonna run, you're gonna run to my door. You're gonna run, you're gonna run, you're gonna run to my door.
Children, you have lost your way. You find yourself at the foretold crossing. One road to death and fire, one road to life in blue and in green.
An actual part of the creation. We were put here on the sacred Mother Earth to serve
a mother. Oh, sinner, what you gonna do when the world's on fire? You're gonna run, you're gonna run.
And we will never free ourselves as human people. We will never free ourselves as sexual people. Until we address the issue of how we live in balance with the earth.
You're gonna run, you're gonna run, you're gonna run to my door.
You are not American. You are not American. You are not simply man. You are but a fragment of all, carrying but a small, small role that multiplies light. Remember your instructions. At the end, you too will return to soil.
I do not care who it is, any child that turns on their mother is living in a terrible, terrible confusion.
Oh, kindred, what you gonna do? Gonna run, you're gonna
they tell
run
us, they want us to believe that we are powerless. We are power. We are power.
You're gonna run.
We are power.
You're gonna run.
We are power.
You're gonna run to my door.
You can join her in allegiance or perish in defiance. But you'll go to her in the end.
You are listening to North Star Stories, Voices from Where We Live, a daily newscast about what it means to live in Minnesota.
I want to remind everybody that we're really new to having rights. Our existence in society has been real recent, which means we need to actively work to defend the rights we have and advance the process we currently have.
That's Minnesota State Representative Democrat Kim Hicks, who represents District 25A. She's speaking at the Minnesota State Capitol for the 2025 Legislative Forum hosted by the Minnesota Council on Disabilities. Among many issues discussed by advocates and representatives at the March 14th forum were budget cuts to the state's vocational rehabilitation program. This program provides employment support like counselors to individuals with disabilities to help them find and keep employment.
In the state of Minnesota, Voc Rehab is facing a $19 million shortfall that is going to lay off the ER counselors. Laying off the ER counselors means we're going to struggle to find work. Access to employment is a civil rights issue.
According to recent reporting from the Minnesota Star Tribune, nearly 14,000 Minnesotans with disabilities accessed vocational support last year. With these budget cuts, concerns are being raised that clients will not receive the quality of care and support needed and will lose access to basic needs like employment.
As a group, we need to stand up and say, the fact that we require support does not make us less than and does not make it our fault that there are needs.
Representative Hicks also criticizes the perceptions that individuals with disabilities are often unfairly viewed as a financial burden
the picture that's being painted of our community is that we are a drain on the system. We have heard us be blamed for any financial trouble. It's long-term care. It's special ed. The people with disabilities, that's why we have the deficit.
Representative Hicks emphasizes that funding priorities should focus on supporting those with the greatest needs.
Our budgets speak to our values, and our budgets should value those with needs first. We should pay for those needs by making sure that the ultra-wealthy and wealthy corporations pay their fair share to make sure that everyone gets what they need to continue to live in community.
State Representative Breon Curran from District 36B emphasized the need for Minnesota's budget to reflect the needs and basic civil rights for people with disabilities.
The disability community is right in the middle of some real civil rights issues. A lot of times it does come down to dollars. It comes down to resources. It comes down to infrastructure. We cannot let the narrative be taken over that our community is expensive, that we don't have the time, that we don't have the money, we don't have the resources, we don't have the infrastructure. And we are not going to go back when it comes to the rights that people are afforded in this country.
Representative Kim Hicks adds that by not receiving needed services, individuals with disabilities are going back to a time of institutionalization and segregation.
We're forced to not be able to afford our lives because of our needs of service, then we're just institutionalized in a different way. If our kids with disabilities can't go to school and get reasonable accommodations and access to special education support, then what happens is they get put in a school, but they're in a separate classrooms. And we have to stop tap dancing around it and say it out loud. The lack of funding for the services and supports that we need leads to segregation. And we should never sit idly by and allow that to happen again.
Representatives were asked the best way that everyday people could get involved. Representative Peter Fisher from District 44A.
We have to start making tough decisions in a couple of months after this session is over. I don't live with the challenges and barriers that you folks do every day, and I need to hear that experience from you folks to be able to reflect to make sure we get it right for you.
Representative Katie Jones from District 61A.
Hearing your stories